This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Hello and welcome to A Taste of Sex, a reality audio show on life in an orgasm-based community. I'm your host, Bob Gower. This series is a peek into the private lives of the world's leading experts in orgasmic innovation at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco, California. One Taste is a business that helps men and women explore their sensuality. It's also a growing community, currently of about 50 people. We live together, we work together, and we pursue a practice called orgasmic meditation that brings mind and body into awareness and connection. Tune in and turn on. In this episode, we'll give you a taste of life at One Taste and the practice of orgasmic meditation through the eyes of Rachel Hemsey, the business manager. Rachel speaks frankly about the details of the practice, how it's changed the way she relates to sex, and how it's integrated into the rest of her life. Members of the One Taste community begin every day the same. Rising at 6:45 a.m., we gather for what we call an OM, a 15-minute orgasmic meditation session. After that, there's a morning meeting, and then it's on with the rest of the day. As business manager at One Taste, Rachel Hemsey is responsible for running the center. We'll follow Rachel through her day from the morning OM session to the morning meeting and then her workout on the treadmill. You'll not only hear about her life, but get a taste for what it's like to live it.
I think sex is the place where we are the most unconscious. There's a lot of charge, especially for women. It's one of the places where, or at least for me, I've pushed so much of my sexuality down. And women in general, who I've talked to, especially in Western cultures, there's a certain, we're not supposed to be sexual. We're not, if we are, we're sluts, we're whores. And so to go into that realm where there's so much unconsciousness and so much shame, and to be able to explore that realm and free it allows so much freedom in life. So we have a practice called orgasmic meditation that we sometimes refer to as OMing. Is the practice of a man taking his index finger and stroking a woman's clitoris for 15 minutes. We do it for 15 minutes because it's a set amount of time, and that way you can really go as high up and feel as much sensation and come down as you need to without wondering, is this going to go on forever and what's going to happen? And you know, just know it's for 15 minutes, and that really allows you to be able to feel more. The man wears gloves, and it really can be anyone. It's just a finger stroking your clitoris, and there's a spot. Sometimes you can actually see, like, there's a red dot on your clitoris where over 8,000 nerve endings meet, and in that spot is the most sensation. And so the man will find that spot, and sometimes your finger actually just suctions right onto that spot and rub up, down for 15 minutes. And you follow the orgasm. So sometimes it's high, light strokes that are up, up, up. And sometimes it's more grounding, earthy strokes, which are strokes towards the ass, which are a little bit heavier stroke. And those are more grounding. And you, what you do is you go up until you feel like the next stroke will be less sensational, until it feels like you can't go up any further. And then you go back down so that you can, you get regrounded back into your body. And then you can go up even further. So it's just this process of following where the energy goes. I have somewhere between 3 and 5 ohms a day. We do 2 ohms in the morning. That's our practice. 6:47.
Are the ohms at the center?
Yeah, they're at the center.
All right, that goes on. Here's the lube. Which is There.
I om with Chris a couple times a week. Every Saturday we have an om scheduled, and then usually some other times during the week. We have a bizarre relationship.
We are friends and sometimes combatants together, and sometimes we om together. More often than not, we om together.
There was a moment when you were stroking, and it felt like your finger fell right into the spot, and all of a sudden, all of these tingles like fell down, and it went down into my left leg, and my foot felt like it was just moving on its own.
The temperature around my thumb went way up. It felt like someone had poured some hot viscous liquid down my hand and across my arm.
Welcome to Friday.
If anyone wants, we're going to be power washing the side of the building. It really is an excellent, what's that? Aggression letter go, are you? So if anyone feels like joining... just for a few minutes, just going to get out some of your tension.
I work a lot. I work from about 9 in the morning till about 9 at night. The sex adds to the work and makes the work more enjoyable, and it makes me remember that everything I do in my life is a choice. And, you know, I used to be attracted to unavailable men, and then I would think, oh, I can't stand that I did that, but I created it. And so I might as well enjoy all the things I create in my life. And the sex and the oming gives me a chance to actually relax enough to realize that I'm choosing everything in my life.
Come on the treadmill. I want to lose 45 pounds. And I've lost probably 80. So this is just... I used to be a really fat person, and now I'm just like a person who'd be like, oh, she's kind of overweight, but you wouldn't consider me a large, large person. John Gray came this week, and he was talking about how if there's more oxygen in your body, that you'll be likely to lose weight. Like, basically, if you're happier, you can let some of the weight go.
This is A Taste of Sex. After a short break, we'll be back for the second half of the show.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, erotic poetry reading, a companion program to Life in an Orgasm-Based Community. It's open mic night at One Taste San Francisco, a weekly audio program on personallifemedia.com.
This is A Taste of Sex. On the second half of the show, One Taste business manager Rachel Hemsey talks about how orgasmic meditation has changed the way she deals with intense sensations and with sex.
Well, I was a social worker for about 8 years, and then I got really burnt out, and I had spent a year traveling around the world. I was in India for 6 months. I was traveling by myself and just exploring life. And I came back and lived on people's couches for a long time. And then I was taking some art classes and working at a coffee store and didn't quite know what I was going to do next with my life. And I had, I was going to go to graduate school at Columbia for psychological counseling and was working on just figuring out ways to interact and help people without losing myself. And I was just doing a lot of internet dating and a lot of just kind of trying to find ways to connect with more people and wondering. I lived with 8 people, and still kind of there were days when I just felt lonely and trying to get more sensation or feeling out of life in college. And then after college, I had 2 girlfriends, and I hadn't really dated men. And I have a really big block around men, being able to be friends with them, have any connection with them. I had sex a few times with men, but hadn't really had sex. And it felt like my sex and my sex drive was dead in some way. When I was traveling, I met people here and there to make out with, but it would be like I would see someone and I'd be attracted to them, and then I'd was so, the experience of seeing them and being attracted to them, and I would get so flustered and sure that they would reject me, or I had this pattern of just like, I wouldn't make eye contact with them. I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't do anything. And then I would walk away, and 5 minutes later, I'd be like, oh, why couldn't I just go say hello? And the next time it would happen, it was exactly the same thing. Like, I remember about 2 years ago thinking, wow, if I touch myself, I don't really feel anything, without fantasizing and trying just to touch myself and not fantasize. And I couldn't feel much. And I thought, I should work on that. So I ended up coming to a party where there was a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for half an hour. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to. I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's interesting. Why not? I'll go. And I came to the party and I saw the demonstration of a woman in orgasm for half an hour. And I just remember thinking like, I could never do that. And I don't know what's going on, but I felt like my whole body was cold. And I knew there was something that I had to find out more about. There was no way around it. So I ended up taking a course the next day. And in that course, there's actually a lab where you actually practice orgasmic meditation. And the whole day you learn kind of more about the practice and what orgasmic meditation is. And then finally I got more and more into my body, and it was this experience of actually being able to feel something and connect with someone else, with the person who was stroking me without falling in love, but really I started to feel my body. We have 2 ohms in the morning, and then in the afternoon, usually sometime around 2, I'll be like, oh, I'm too busy to do this and I can't have an ohm. And then I think, okay, it's just 15 minutes. And so I'll have an ohm, and all of a sudden I'm so much more productive and I realize, oh, I have a great life.
My left hand is pressed up against her pussy, and with my thumb I'm going to pull back her hood so that I can see her clitoris just poking through. I used to be extremely hungry for sex, and when I looked at a woman, there was a calculation going on about whether I had a chance to have sex with her or not. And there's still a piece of that in place, but it's not the majority of what's going on between my ears. What's going on between my ears now is an attempt to feel what she feels like.
And I'm going to start with a couple of downstrokes. These are slow, deliberate strokes. Now I'm slowly increasing the speed of the stroke. I'm doing up, down. And the stroke is about 3/4 of an inch in length. This is a practice where we are... Oh, wow, hold on. I'm getting waves of pleasure moving through my arms and back now. She's going into spasms now.
So there was a moment when you were stroking and I could feel your finger, and it felt like I could feel it on the surface, and then I relaxed and I pushed out, and it felt like your finger was falling deeper and deeper into me and touching, like every time you stroked, it felt like you were hitting a deeper and deeper part inside of me.
All right.
Thank you, Rachel.
I'm going to power blow a house. Someone will be stroking and it's like, oh, I can feel it. And I feel that like there's this point that I want more. And all I have to do is relax into it and not tighten up and just relax and let the sensation. And they don't actually have to move their finger. And the sensation can fall further down into my body. And it can like hit that spot that I am dying to have hit. And that practice of having someone pay that much attention to me and my body and me doing the same thing at the same time allows me to learn how to do that in my life. If I tighten up and I hate you and I can't stand you and I just totally like clamp down, I'm learning just, oh, so there's this burning sensation in my chest and I want to hold it. I just want to throw it back at you. And how can I let it pass through me? How can I feel that? Wow, there's actually a lot of energy in my body and I can just use it. I can take that energy and use it. I don't have to throw it back at you. I can allow this much to move through me. today is a great example of how I was working on one thing and 12 other things came up and there was no one to do it and scaffolding needed to be built and there needed to be people in the cafe, and usually I would have just snapped and yelled at everyone and no one can help me and oh my God, I hate my life, can't stand it, and just gone down. Instead, it was like, okay, they're not doing this. I can just feel this and I can just go step by step and try and make it pleasurable for everyone to actually want to help. Having someone stroking my clitoris and just staying with the sensations in my body, like just feeling, not thinking about them, but actually feeling them, has allowed me to have so much more openness around my sexuality. Actually, I think just saying, oh, the spot's a little to the left, a little to the right, has allowed me to tell someone when I'm being sexual, like how to touch me. And not feel weird about it. Like, it's my body, and it's not like there's this thing happening, and if I talk, it's going to stop, and I don't know how to keep this sensation. It's like I'm actually staying conscious and awake, and I know what's going on during sex, and I'm able to ask for what I want. There's someone who I've been dating, and about, like, the fourth or fifth time we had sex, I was like, oh, my God, I can have sex like a normal person. Like, it felt like I've been able to feed that part of myself.
You've been listening to A Taste of Sex. I'm your host, Bob Gower. You can find us on the web at personallifemedia.com. And for more information about One Taste, check us out at onetastesf.com. Tune in and turn on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.